You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now, we've got a band all the way from Ponicky here on the internet with us. We have got... could you introduce yourselves?
My name's Ed. I'm from the band Call Centre.
My name's Finn. I'm from the band Call Centre.
My name's Joel. I'm also from the band Call Centre.
Wow, that's what missing, a coincidence.
We're missing our fourth member, Matt, who is also from the band Call Centre.
Cool. And so for our listeners out there, could you tell us a little bit about what Call Centre is?
We are a, I want to say, post-rock slash ambient slash electronic-y sort of band. It's always been pretty difficult to put the right words together. We started maybe 2019, but only really came out of our cave last year. We've been cooking it up for quite a while, and then started playing live. But yeah, we've just released an EP by A Strange Behavior, which has been a pleasure. And yeah.
We're not sure if we started in 2018 or 2019. We've never quite been able to date ourselves.
Yeah. When does a jam session become like band practice?
That's truly a question for the ages.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can be bothered scrolling back in Messenger far enough to figure out what happened?
Yeah, I did that with one of my old bands recently, and I saw some awful messages at the beginning. I was like, no one can know about this. I absolutely love your EP as well, and what a dope way to get it on Strange Behavior as well. Fantastic label. So the EP's got a whole bunch of really cool, kind of ambient arrangements, but with like a sort of rock format. And you know what, I actually had to put on some background music for the interview, and I could have just put your stuff on because it's just gorgeous background material. But at the same time, it's not just stuck in the world of background music. It's got some like moments of really enthralling kind of stuff that like builds up and stuff, which is really cool. So how do you guys write music like that?
It's I suppose we have like two main like streams of writing music, and that one is much further into the ambient side, where it's mostly someone I reckon comes with about 50% of the song on like a USB drive, and we plug it into Ableton,
right,
and then we just sort of one by one work it up from there, pulling out samples or just chopping shit up and recording overdubs and finding weird things on the internet that we wanted to put in the track as well. It's mostly to offset the fact that we play very different stuff live. It's much like post-rock and guitar-centered, much more like traditionally structured arrangements. So maybe someday in the future those two things will converge and you'll hear us play those songs live and you'll hear us record, you know, guitar songs. But for now, yeah, that's the stuff in the EP is very much in the ambient lane for us.
Cool.
And yeah, it's been a pleasure working with Paul. He's a great dude. I'm very glad he. We're excited to
very sweet dude.
Release this one.
Yeah. And whereabouts in Ponicky do you get to play music like that? I know there's like Pyramid Club has some cool experimental stuff. And then like San Fran obviously has some more bandy things like that. Whereabouts have y'all managed to play your stuff?
We've played at Valhalla a couple of times. Absolutely love Valhalla. Cool. We've played at Vogelmorn a couple of times.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vogelmorn's so cool.
And we played at the Pre-Oracular Pit. Am I pronouncing that
right? Yeah, at Audio Foundation up in Auckland.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Great little trip up there.
Absolutely.
But Valhalla seems to be our most common one, because they've got, more often than not, they run Noise, Drone, Repeat. And they chop and change that between them and Pyramid Club. And... yeah, I think we fit in there pretty snug, but depending on the day, depending on the show, depending on what gear we want to bring, we're pretty malleable. We either bring a full drum kit or a drum machine or no drums at all, and that will decide what our set's going to be and you know, look, going to play with those sorts of things. So it's pretty convenient having a wide range between guitars and synth drones, you know.
Yeah.
It'd make it easier to travel inter-island as well. It's crazy.
Yeah, when you go to play on the Inter-Islander for the free ferry trip, you can just like, put on a MP3 and then just walk off.
For the top of our bucket list.
Yeah.
The worst gig in New Zealand.
Yeah. Spinoff recently did an article about how it's like the worst gig, but I think it's crack up. It's great. I last time I did it, I think I ended up playing some jazz along to like maybe 40 men watching like a Manchester City game on the screen next to me. And I just was literally incredible. In the way. I could tell. Like, no one wanted me there. I was doing everything I could to be as small and quiet as possible, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because when I was doing a bit of research about y'all for the interview, and just because I really dug the EP, yeah, I was finding it a bit difficult to tell where and what you did and what instruments you played or how any of that happened. Is that because you just evolve and change for fun all the time or whatever you're into and stuff?
We have instruments instruments that we play. I would say that is a definitive fact.
Finn and I most of the time playing guitars.
Yeah.
Joel's most of the time playing a bass and Matt's most of the time on the drums. But we've got a real arsenal back at the practice space and always take an opportunity to pick up a banjo or a mandolin or, you know, a contact mic and just sort of yell into it for a bit. We have our home bases, but on the EP especially, there's no way I'll ever be able to tell who played what or even remember half the sound go into that thing. They're so like unrecognizable. We're trying at the moment. We've got a show coming up about a month from now in iGum where we're going to play some of the ambient stuff, and we're trying to relearn one of the songs that we wrote in the EP, and it's like trying to cover ourselves because we have no idea how we made those songs or like who's playing what, and trying to assign people different parts. It's real funny.
What key is the throne in?
What
was that? What key is the throne in?
What key is the throne?
Exactly. We still don't know. We know what each part is in, but together it's a mess.
Yeah, when you accidentally set the drone to, like, not in an actual note, and then you just got to retune all the instruments all half the set.
Why have we done this?
Okay, awesome. And for our audience, where can we find some of your stuff? Where can people listen to Call Centre?
So the new EP, as we said, is on Strange Behaviours Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a previous one on our own Bandcamp page, as well as on streaming services. That's about it.
We'll have the most recent EP up on streaming within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also follow us on Instagram at callcenter.zip.
Nice.
That'd be a good idea. You should definitely do that.
Yeah. If enough people do that, maybe we'll be able to encourage you to come down to Otupoti as well.
Yeah,
I would be so keen.
Yeah. Great. There's definitely a scene here for it. I reckon it could go real well. It'd be great.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. And have you got any last words for the people of Otupoti? You got any plans, any thoughts of coming down or anything you've been into in the scene down in the South Island or anything like that?
We've got nothing immediately planned to come down, but we would absolutely love to if anyone would like to link up.
Yeah.
Even one in the North Island who'd like to join the road.
That would be
pretty handy.
Yeah.
It's one thing to drive a Honda Odyssey up to Auckland, but to get across the channel is a big move. So we'd absolutely love to come and meet the local ambient scene. Make some connections.
Yeah, there's always an ambient scene somewhere. It's just really hard to find them. None of them use the internet, you know?
It's in a cave somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking to a band from Palmerston North and Whanganui as well, and that would be a good place to hit up. I swear there's lots of people there doing silly stuff like that. Definitely. And they were talking about how awesome some of the recent bands out of Wellie have been.
Mm.
I think we're pretty blessed here with some great stuff.
Speaking of caves and musical caves, as you said earlier, like that you guys were, you made a decision or something happened that made you want to share your music. I'm wondering for other people who might be trying to make the decision of whether or not they step into the light of sharing their creative projects with other people. What was it that for a Call Centre you guys were like, all right, let's do it, let's book this gig, or let's get some people in our living room and listen?
what happened?
Yeah.
The kettle was just boiling.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, the lid was shaking off it. We'd been in this living room for, like, you know, 3 years, pretty much.
We had songs. Like, the songs, we just couldn't tell ourselves they were done. So we're like, let's just play them. And they have changed since the first time we played them, because we've yet to record them. But
they're done now, but they were also done then.
Yeah. I think it took practice, I think, to decide that when to put a pin in something and be like, yeah, I think this is ready to leave our heads and make it out into the world. And we're getting better at that now. We write songs faster, but it definitely, unfortunately, was just time. Mm. And
there was also a pandemic.
That
was, yeah, major creative setback, I am.
And seeing as we're a radio station, we're trying to get through our breakfast show and play some tunes. We've been playing, I think, almost exclusively Kiwi tunes so far. Have you got any favourite Kiwi tracks or artists that we can chuck on your request?
Yeah, the new Japes coming out of the place. There's some lead singles on that we're pretty partial to. Any of those will do.
Totally
excited for that one.
And also Flower Stream band, the duo from Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Saw them play at iGum on Wednesday, and they were just awesome.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. Very. I'm keen to check that out. We'll chuck it on. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to get to chat and get to know y'all.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No worries.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.